It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome back Lydia Massad with Our Giving Table and Jerry Kenny with Papa Murphy's. Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Talk Portland. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good morning, Gary.
So Jerry, let me get started with you. There's something really special going on with all the Papa Murphy stores throughout the month of June, for the most part. I guess this thing really goes through July 1st. But tell us what's happening with Papa Murphy's and Our Giving Table.
All right. Thanks, Gary. And thanks for helping us get the message out. Well, Papa Murphy's, we're headquartered here in the Northwest, in Portland. We have 85 stores in the greater Portland radio television market. And we're a bunch of independent owner-operators, franchisees, and we are all working together to try to help raise awareness and money for children with food insecurities here in the state of Oregon. So we're working with Our Giving Table, and we've been working with them for a number of years now. We do two things. One, during the year, we make pizzas and have them delivered with volunteers throughout the state to these children, foster kids that are in need. And then once a year, we try to help out and raise some cash, because they also have needs for hygiene products and equipment and other things that Our Giving Table needs. So for the month of June, we are asking our customers who are coming in to make a donation to Our Giving Table, where they buy a paper apple, $1, $5, $10, whatever they're comfortable with, and we as Papa Murphy's, we will match their donation. And they could go online whenever they order their pizza online. There's a place for them to make a donation there, which we will also match. And they don't even have to order a pizza. They can just go online and make a donation. And again, we will match that. And hopefully we can raise a significant amount of money this year again, like last year.
Well, how's it going so far this month?
So far, it's good. You know, it's good. And it's just starting to get the message out. You know, we're getting our crew trained. We've got bounce backs. We've got point of purchase materials in store. And our customers are terrific. They're absolutely terrific, and they're very giving. And again, with the match that we're making, it's a way for them to kind of double down.
So in essence, Jerry, for this month, we can go to any Papa Murphy's store or order online, get a fantastic Papa Murphy's pizza, make a donation, have a great pizza, and feel good about making a donation to a fantastic organization. Is that right?
Absolutely. And the money, it's well spent. There's a tremendous need. 100% of all the money that's raised goes to Our Giving Table to kids in need. And at Papa Murphy's, it's a natural for us as the franchise owners, because we're in the food business. And if we can donate pizzas and help them feed kids, it's a natural for us. And we're very pleased to work with Lydia and Our Giving Table.
Well, let me introduce Lydia Massad one more time. Lydia is the founder of Our Giving Table. Hey, Lydia.
Hello. Hi, Gary. Thanks for having us on again.
Of course. It's so great to talk to you both all the time. So tell us about our giving table. What do we need to know about our giving table? What do you guys do?
So our giving table, I started back at the end of 2016-17, and our mission statement is to take care of the overall well-being of a child in poverty and in foster care, starting with nutrition, and making sure that these kids not just have the meals and the nutrition they need to sustain and have a better life, but also to have the everyday necessities in order to be able to thrive and keep up with today's other children. So to make them feel like they're like everybody else. So to support the kids through transition, make sure that they have hygiene products, make sure they're getting the education they need, and also just making sure that they also have opportunities like our kids, maybe helping them into transitional housing, helping them get on a career path as they're aging out of the foster care system. So really, we work with DHS offices all over the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington, and work with high-need elementary schools to make sure that we are identifying the right kids for our program.
The very beginning, when you started our giving table, you had some pretty humble beginnings. I want you to tell us how you got this started, because at one point, it was just you.
Yes. So I am a native Oregonian, you know, born and raised in Southeast Portland. I went to University of Oregon. I've always been in the area. And I was just always happy to do nonprofit work since I was in high school. But then just to see the hunger when my kids were in high school and they were doing brown bag lunches, I was really, really blown away by the amount of hungry kids there are in our community. I just thought, geez, how did I never realized there was so much hunger. And, you know, we're Middle Eastern. All we think about is food. Food in our household is like number one. What are you going to eat for lunch? What are you going to eat for dinner? What are we going to make our children? That love is food is love in our culture. So to know that so many kids, 200,000 in the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington, were sleeping hungry every single day just blew my mind. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I have to help in any way I can. And we have a restaurant. So I'm like, I thought, this is perfect. So everything is made through our restaurant, which is El Amir. And we've been there for 33 years. So our employees are very versed in making wonderful meals. And so our kids get high nutritional protein meals so that they can sustain through a weekend. Then I started working with schools, DHS offices, and to identify these kids. And so throughout the week, we will make sure that all of these children, as many as we can, get at least 6 meals for the weekend or after school when they have nothing else to eat, with fresh fruits and vegetables.
Lydia, talk to us about the words food insecurity. We hear that a lot, but what is meant by food insecurity?
Food insecurity is when children will go home after school and find nothing to eat in their refrigerator, but maybe a granola bar, perhaps a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Some kids live in cars, some kids live in shelters, and so they're getting less than 500 calories a day. And as you know, when that happens, their brain is not developing like it should be. Their bodies physically are not developing like they should be. And that's when a lot of the brain development occurs in kids. So they're not getting they're not being able to thrive like other kids who are getting well-balanced meals.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you more about what are some of the dangers of food insecurity with children and teenagers especially?
Oh, a lot of it is the mental illness that we see now when kids are not having their blood sugar balanced. Diabetes happens a lot. ADD, kids were getting diagnosed with ADD and ADHD when actually they just are really hungry. And what we noticed is when we are feeding these children, like children see me come in like the food lady. A lot of the children, I don't know what they are, but some of the children have now, after I talk to the counselors, they're like, just from these meals. They're coming to school on Mondays. Their minds are much more aware. They're not as lethargic. They're able to go outside and run and play. So when kids are not getting the nutrition that they need, just like adults, when you are angry or hangry, as people say, the same things happen to kids. But unfortunately, kids' minds are also developing at a rapid pace. So if we are not giving them the nutrition that they need, then obviously they're not developing like their peers.
So teachers are actually seeing the results of your work. That's fantastic.
Yes, teachers and counselors. Kids don't have the attention deficit that they usually would have. You know, a full tummy, right? When you're not hungry, you smile, you run faster, you jump higher, you're excited to be around. But when you have those low blood sugars and kids don't know how to articulate that, we always diagnose them with something else, right? So they've been diagnosed with other ailments, but really it's just hunger.
Now that we are teetering on the verge of summer, schools are letting out, gosh, practically every day now, there's a school letting out. What does summertime mean for these kids?
So luckily, a lot of the schools that I personally work with have lunch programs where kids a few days a week will come and pick up lunches. So I piggyback with those schools and we will deliver nutritional meals for them to have in addition to their lunches. So they're able to take home additional food to have over the weekends also, or the weekdays in this case, because it's summer. I also work with a lot of counselors to identify kids who are in cars and shelters so that we are able to reach those kids during the summer when otherwise they would have nothing else to eat, or they would be standing in food lines with their families. Or a lot of our teens are alone. And so just really working to identify with the counselors, with DHS workers, who are the highest need kids, and making sure that we get meals to them throughout the summer.
Let me bring into our conversation once again Jerry Kinney with Papa Murphy's. Jerry, tell us again how Papa Murphy's is helping out our giving table right now.
Well, Papa Murphy's, are the owners and different Papa Murphy's throughout the state are making pizzas and donating pizzas throughout the year, which is being distributed through the volunteers with our giving table. So we're doing that throughout the year. Thousands of pizzas are going out. But this month, the month of June, we've kind of set aside for a fundraiser where our customers, when they come into a Papa Murphy's, they can make a donation. They buy a paper apple. We put their name on it. We tape it to our make line, and we will match their donation. So they can donate $1, $5, $10, whatever they want. Or when they order their pizza online, and we have a lot of people that order online, they just go to papamurphys.com. Order their pizza, and there's a place right on the website where they can make a donation to our giving table. And again, we match that. We match all the donations 100%, and 100% of all the money goes to our giving table to kids in need.
Jerry, how many Papa Murphy stores are in our area?
Well, there's 85, and there's about 18 franchise owners that own those stores collectively. So there's about 85 in the greater Portland, Southwest Washington, and again, our radio television network of owners where we work and advertise together all the way from Pendleton to the Oregon coast. So it's a big area.
What's really special about you guys helping out our giving table is you're a local company, a local pizza company, and who doesn't love pizza, helping out a fantastic local organization. So it's a really local community-based thing.
Yes
it's local, and the Papa Murphy's franchise owners here, they live here, they're in the community, they've been in business for a long time, and they're very attuned to the needs of the community. So,
Jerry, can you tell us about the Dollar for Dollar campaign that's going on right now?
Well, yeah, the Dollar for Dollar is every dollar that's raised when the customer comes in and when they buy a pizza, we can ring up their donation right into our cash register. And with all those donations, we will match that, their donation, dollar for dollar, and give it to the giving table, whether they purchase a pizza in Papa Murphy's, whether they purchase it online or just make a donation online. And there's also, we have bounce backs that go out with pizzas that have information how people could make a donation to our giving table online. We will match that also.
Let's bring in Lydia Massad with our giving table one more time. Lydia, what does it mean for you and your organization to have Papa Murphy's help out in such a way?
Oh, it's such a blessing. This has been such a wonderful partnership. Like Jerry said, they're in the food business and so am I. And our giving table, 100% of the money goes to the youth here in our communities, right? So Jerry was talking about the different Papa Murphy owners. Well, they can be assured that wherever the money is donated, it goes all over the state. So it's not one particular area. Since we work with DHS all over the state, these kids are getting the benefits, and the owners and the people in the community that are donating know that it's helping their community right where they live, all throughout Oregon and Southwest Washington. So that's been an amazing partnership. Also, we have so many programs. Kids are launching out of foster care into life. So a lot of this proceeds, too, will go to help those kids not only learn how to do grocery shopping on their own, but we actually take them out with their caseworkers and we teach them how to balance their finances while getting some items from the grocery store. So we help them. So a lot of that money will go to help these kids learn how to balance their life once they're out of the system. And it's just so wonderful because they will get opportunities for to get gift cards and really know how to use those gift cards wisely in your local grocery store. So the money stays all throughout the community from us to the kids to the local businesses. Also in the kids' areas, sometimes they use those to help generate throughout the community. And it's just, the partnership couldn't be better, honestly. It's we're all in it to help the community. And Papa Murphy's is all local owned business owners, and we're a local nonprofit. So it couldn't be a better partnership.
A little bit earlier, you said that some of the kids refer to you as the food lady. How excited are they when you come with an armload of pizzas?
Very excited. And I have some pictures that will be put up on my website and you can see their faces. But most importantly, they say the food lady. And right now we are having end of the year summer parties for a lot of these schools. So we have not only just Papa Murphy's pizzas that I bought some gift cards for the teachers to use. So they cook the pizzas and then I'll bring ice cream sundaes and we'll have the end of the year party with pizzas and sundaes. So these kids kick off their summer and it gets off to a great start.
That's very fun. So besides delicious Papa Murphy's pizza, what other kinds of foods are you delivering to these families?
We do a lot of chicken and rice bowls. So the kids love the chicken and rice bowls. I'll make some fresh lasagna, pastas. We do a lot of fresh green salads, crispy. Kids love the crunch of a carrot or crispy green salad. We do some hummus cups. We do a lot of fresh fruit during the summer. I work with different farms, so we get a lot of fresh berries, which the kids love. Anything that is nutritious, they just love to have. So it's really remarkable because people say, well, like they'd rather have a cookie, but when I offer grapes or a cookie, the kids would rather have the grapes. And it's remarkable because a lot of kids don't have the opportunity to have grapes all the time or blueberries. So a lot of high antioxidant, high protein foods is what we try to give them.
How about Brussels sprouts? Are they excited about Brussels sprouts?
Not so excited, I hate to say, but they do love sweet potatoes.
Lydia, what kind of issues do children and teens experience because of food insecurity?
Well, as it is, you know, it's poverty. So, you know, breaking those cycles of generational poverty and being able to fit into a community where a lot of people are a lot different than you are. You know, it's really the haves and have nots. And that's what our society has come to. Now, with inflation and the rising costs of all goods, not just food, but, you know, all goods, it's really, you see the difference in classes between kids. And so really trying to help those kids feel that they belong just like everybody else and give them the opportunities to have the nutritional meals and break the cycles of generational poverty and help them thrive so that they have a better future like our own kids. That's our goal at our giving table, is to be able to help every child have a bright future so that they don't end up in poverty.
Lydia, what year did you start our giving table and what kind of changes have you seen over those years?
So in 2016 is when I started the meals, and in 2017 is when our giving table, which is actually called Feeding Kids in Our Backyard, my initiative is our giving table, started. I got a 501c3 clearance from the IRS in 2017. And what I've seen is just inflation. The rising cost of goods is astronomical, as we all see it in our own households, right? So everything, the cost has really gone up, and yet people are still getting the same amount of money maybe that they made before. So really trying to bridge that gap has been difficult because the gap has gotten larger and larger and larger, unfortunately. So really it's rising food costs, seeing more children in displacement, whether being in cars or shelters. It's really difficult for families to sustain. And, you know, poverty does not mean addiction. So, yes, there are some people in poverty that are addicted, but there are a lot of single parents or parents who work together who just cannot make ends meet. So they are living in their cars or shelters or some, you know, living with family members only because life is very, very expensive. So, you know, making the rent, making the bills, making the payments, and then trying to buy food on top of it and clothing for your children sometimes just doesn't add up. They don't have the tools for it or the know-how how to do it or the education to get them to where they need to be to sustain a better life. So we've been seeing a lot more poverty. It's, you know, increased. Poverty has really increased in our communities, and it's horrible. So really trying to get these kids educated and break the cycles of generational poverty is one of also the goals, starting with nutrition, right? So making sure they're fed, making sure that these kids thrive so that they later can get through this cycle and have a better future. So I'm just seeing an increase, to answer your question, of poverty, and especially in families with small children, young children.
Jerry, let's bring you in again. Jerry Kenny with Papa Murphy's. How did this partnership with our giving table start?
Well, Gary, the Papa Murphy's owners, again, you know, they're involved in their community and they all do some things locally. But as a group of owners, we work together and advertise, and we wanted to, as a group, get all our owners together, and we wanted to be able to do something more significant as a group, as we're bigger. And so we looked for different organizations, and we found our giving table, and it's been a natural for us. Again, food business, they're getting food out. The kids love pizza. And they, Lydia and her volunteers come pick pizzas up from us, and, us being able to help raise the money has been very helpful for them.
And the last,
the end of this month, we're introducing our cheeseburger pizza at the end of the month.
Ooh.
So come on in, get your cheeseburger pizza and make your donation to, our giving table. We'll match that dollar for dollar. And, you'll end up with a great, unique pizza, and our giving table will get some money.
Does the cheeseburger pizza come with pickles on it?
You can have, yes, it comes with pickles, but
I am there.
Take the pickles off if you don't like them.
You have me at pickles. Jerry, in the last minute or so we have, tell us exactly what people can do to help out our giving table by getting a pizza at Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, just, you know, we're regular customers coming into Papa Murphy's every day. And when they come in and pick up their pizza, there is an opportunity. We'll give them an opportunity if they would like to make a donation, cash donation or credit card, to our giving table right at the cash register. And we will match those dollars. Or when they go online and order their pizza at papamurphys.com, they can make the donation right online. And again, we will match that donation also.
And like we said a dozen times, everybody loves pizza. So why not just go get a pizza right now and make your donation and help out our giving table? It's the perfect match.
Great. Sounds great.
Awesome. Well, this has been really...
Gary, we just appreciate so much helping get this message out.
Oh, it's absolutely. So important to us. My pleasure to get the message out, for sure. This has been really fantastic, and I congratulate you both on a really successful June of selling pizzas and making money for our giving table. This is great.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate you.
We've been talking today with Lydia Massad with our giving table and Jerry Kinney with Papa Murphy's. Thanks, guys.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.